listening to Bob Harden, streaming live online at bobharden.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by the good folks at Johnson's Air Conditioning, Naples' longest established air conditioning company, as well as Naples Illustrated, bringing you infinite luxury lifestyles. Visit the website naplesillustrated.com. Coming up, we're going to visit with David Bolduc. We're talking about the recent controversy about flu vaccine. Right now, we have with us Chuck Hallberg. Chuck is the co-chair of the Naples Winter Wine Festival. Chuck, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, Chuck. Hey, Naples Winter Wine Festival, I believe it's raised about $123 million in the past, since it began, for children here in Collier County, disadvantaged children in Collier County. Maybe you can tell us about the Naples Winter Wine Festival.
Sure, I'd be glad to. The festival is going to be occurring January 23rd to the 25th this year. Right here at the Ritz-Carlton up in the Tiburon, where it's been for the past several years. We're very, very excited about the festival this year. We have 63 amazing lots that we're going to be auctioning off on Saturday, and that will be after the fabulous over-the-top dinners the night before. We have some amazing vintners coming into town to pour their wine, and incredible chefs. It's just going to be a totally memorable event. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, what's amazing is I think it's the largest and most successful winter wine festival in the world, if I'm not mistaken, or at least in the United States.
Oh yeah, it has been. It all started out years ago by a group of very philanthropically minded citizens here in Naples that wanted to raise money for children, the at-risk and underprivileged kids in Collier County are the beneficiaries of the proceeds from the wine festival, and it has always been just about the kids that we get together and have this festival, and it has been an amazing journey over the last 15 years.
Certainly has, and in fact, it's not just raising money and giving it to kids. I mean, you've got a very, very careful and way to number one evaluate the needs here in Collier County, but number two to distribute the money over time.
It really is. It's a unique format that we use. It's a very, very hands-on process. Our grant committee, our grant committee meets monthly, virtually year-round, and we have multiple on-site visits with the charities, not to scrutinize them, but to help them be everything that they can be in our community. It's really a tide that rises all boats. It's an extraordinary process.
It is indeed, and in fact, just to name a couple of the organizations, everything from the YMCA here in Collier County to the Immokalee Foundation, maybe you could give us an idea about how the money actually goes to work in the community.
Well, I'd be glad to. There's over 20 charities that are beneficiaries in the last year or so each year that obtain funds from us, including the ones you mentioned and many others. And in addition to the individual charities, we have what we call our initiatives, where we actually go out and sponsor research as to what the community needs. For example, several years ago, they really recognized the need for dental care of the underprivileged children, and so we built our own dental clinic. And now thousands of children get free dental care that never had it before. But it's not just that we throw money over and create the dental clinic. We showed them how to become self-sustaining. So now this dental clinic, we've created it, and we brought life to it and helped it come along. But now it's self-sustaining, and we can move on to other initiatives. We still work very closely with that clinic, but now we can also have other initiatives. We've had an initiative with vision care. And most recently, we have an initiative with mental health. So the funds go both to existing charities, such as David Lawrence and as you mentioned, Immokalee and Youth Haven, and Boys and Girls, and many others, but also these initiatives that we develop after we study the needs of the community.
You're doing God's work. I just genuinely appreciate the work that you're doing. Now, are you putting a dent in the problem with some of the issues? In other words, $123 million is an awful lot of money to raise over, I'm guessing it's, 13 or 14 years?
This is the 15th year, Bob.
15th year. And so are we making headway with the poor and disadvantaged kids?
You know, what brings tears to my eyes when I we have what's called Meet the Kids Day on Friday before the auction, where you actually get to go and see the charities and meet some of the children and stuff like that. We actually have children now that have gone through the system and have gone through secondary school and now are coming back to the community. And to listen to these kids tell their stories, it's just amazing how you can transform their lives. And it is what breaks the cycle of poverty and underprivilegedness and at risk. It is breaking that cycle over a long term. So yes, it has had a tremendous impact on the community, and we hope to continue this impact for the next 20, 30, 40 years.
Absolutely. You know, I've had the opportunity to attend the Winter Wine Festival, and I've been on the Friday before the festival to go to a location and meet some of the people in the organization, some of the kids, and also to hear from some of the kids that are now coming back to Immokalee, for example. They've got their college education, they've got their training now, and they want to dedicate their lives to helping others and help others, so they're part of the solution themselves.
Absolutely. So it's just it is a daily pleasure to be part of this organization and to volunteer our time to it, because they do such wonderful, wonderful things.
Absolutely. I'm looking at the website right now for our listeners' benefit. You can go to Naples. Wine Festival, NaplesWineFestival.com is the website. Check it out. Are there still tickets available?
Yes, there are, but I urge people to hurry, because we're almost sold out this year. We've actually asked the Ritz to create a little bit more room under the tent so we can have a few more patrons in there, and they're working with us. But it is selling out quickly, because the word on the street is we've got an amazing festival coming up with wonderful wines, fabulous chefs, and the auction lots are just going to be absolutely unique experiences. And this year, for the first time, we have an online auction, Bob. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No,
but
I wasn't.
Now the entire community can participate in the wine festival starting January 12th. The online auction will open up, and it will conclude 2 hours after the live auction. So you will now be able to, anyone in the community can participate in the wine festival. And this was part of our bringing the festival back to the community. We've gone to the various merchants and organizations and restaurants in town and asked them to participate with us in the online auction. And the reception has been overwhelming.
Well, that is just fabulous news.
It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful addition to the festival for everyone to participate.
All right. NaplesWineFestival.com is the website. You can start participating on January 12th in the auction itself. That sounds so exciting. I'm looking forward to getting to the website myself. Chuck, again, you're doing God's work. Genuinely appreciate the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great morning, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the festival if you can make it.
Thank you so much. All right, coming up, we're going to visit with David Bolduc. We'll be talking about the flu vaccine, that and more, right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.